You know Archie and Jughead, Betty and Veronica, Reggie, Midge, Moose, the whole gang in Riverdale. Well, life in Riverdale is not going to be quite like the Riverdale you know. It's about to become a little less like Happy Days and a little more like, oh, Modern Family. The gang is about to be celebrating the marriage of Kevin Keller, the first gay character in history of Archie Comics, to the man of his dreams, Clay Walker. This is going to be the first same-sex wedding in comic book history, at least that we know about. Joining us now to mark the occasion is Dan Parent. He's the creator of the character Kevin Keller. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Dan, you aren't giving Kevin Keller just the first gay wedding in comics history. Let's be clear. He's also a former soldier, right?
Right.
And he's also gay, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this is correct. A gay, military, same-sex, and I believe interracial marriage all wrapped into one. It sounds like you're trying to give sort of a progressive grand slam all in one swing here.
I guess so. It didn't seem quite that way when I was coming up with the character of Clay, but I guess, yeah, you know, he is African-American, so I guess we're going for the triple slam there.
Yeah, well, you got a home run. I mean, you've got this is a same-sex marriage, which is a big thing. He's ex-military, so we have Don't Ask, Don't Tell, interracial,
right.
You know, comics. This is the grand slam of progressive social agenda.
Well, you know, that's Archie. We've been knocking it out of the park the last few months. So, yeah, it's all come out very naturally, though. Kevin character has been around for about a year now, and you know, so we've been just progressively doing little things to make the character interesting, and we thought that was the way to go with the character.
Now, I'm a longtime Archie reader. I read Double Digest all through my childhood, so I'm a longtime fan. How do people generally react, though? Archie in Riverdale is an institution. When you start getting political with things that people just loved as a kid, sometimes they can react negatively. Even if they agree with your politics, they don't want your politics in their Double Digest. What are you finding out?
Well, that's you're right. They don't want stories to get too political. And when we first introduced Kevin, there was some slight, controversy about having a gay character in the books. But when they read the story, it was overwhelmingly well-received because the story was not political, and we were very careful not to make it that way. Basically, the character of Kevin moves to Riverdale. The story revolved around Veronica being obsessed with him and not being able to figure out why he's not interested in her. Of course, it was because he was gay. So we really played it off sort of like a typical, funny, Archie dating kind of story, just with a character who happened to be gay. And people appreciated that we were playing it for humor, and we weren't like really, you know, hitting him over the head with any sort of political or any type of agenda. So the reception went very well for Kevin.
Just part of the fabric of Riverdale instead of hitting people over the head. So is Kevin going to finally be able to give Betty some advice on how to snag her man for once?
Well, possibly.
You know,
we've actually even done that a little bit in some of the storylines. Kevin gives advice to Betty and Veronica and then the other gang members, but he's also just starting to date too, so he's going to the gang for advice. So basically, it's the Riverdale gang with Kevin. They're all kind of helping each other out.
And we can all read about the wedding in next month's issue, right?
Life with Archie.
Life with Archie, where the whole gang—Betty, Veronica, Midge, Moose, Reggie, Jughead, Archie, Mr. Weatherby—I assume will be there.
There's a lot of big people at the wedding, guest stars. Oh, yes.
Dan Parent is the creator of the character Kevin Keller, about to have the first gay wedding in the history of Archie Comics. Dan, thank you. We'll all be reading.
Thanks a lot.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.